Baby, you're awake. Oh, baby, come here. Let me squeeze ya. What is it? Your family? Work? Oh. Oh. Well, no matter what it is, you need sleep right now. It's way too late to be trying to work these issues out. I can wait until morning, okay? And I'll help you. I love helping you. So, what can we do to turn off that brain of yours? You want to hear a dream? This one's pretty interesting, if I say so myself. Okay, close your eyes. Picture this. I wasn't sure where I was at first. It was dark, and I couldn't see much. But I felt that I was being rocked back and forth. I was sitting on the floor, and there was a wall behind me that I was leaning on. I could sense that I was in some sort of small space, and whatever that space was, it was in the sea, floating, being hit by the waves, traveling in the current. Then I finally opened my eyes and I recognized immediately where I was. I was in a boxcar, like part of a train, you know, and it was disconnected from the rest of the train. I was completely alone, floating in the middle of the ocean, inside of this boxcar. So I looked up, and I could tell that there was still a hatch at the top to get out. The handle reached down far enough that I could pull it and use it to climb. I was nervous, though. I didn't know what I would see if I opened that hatch, and part of me was afraid that I was already underwater, and if I opened it, then more water would just flood through and I would drown. So I sat against the wall for a long time, weighing my options. I was still being rocked by the waves. I could hear the constant drip of water inside the boxcar, and every now and then it would even hit something, like some piece of debris, maybe an animal in the ocean outside. After hours and hours of just thinking, I decided that I would open the hatch. So I reached up and pulled. Light came streaming through in a straight beam directly under the door. It was bright, but it wasn't as bright as, I guess, what real sunlight is like. It had a purple tint to it, like twilight. So I climbed out and stood on top of the boxcar and looked around me. The sea was sparkling. The waves were small and calm for the most part, and everything had that twilight glow. A lilac color. The boxcar was still floating, and it was stable, but for the first time I saw it from the outside, and I realized that it wasn't the first time. This was part of a train from another dream that I had had. A dream where I had been trapped inside of the train, and now it was here, floating, disconnected, broken. I guess it finally fell off the tracks. So I sat on top of it, and I looked at the sea because it was so incredibly beautiful. And then I noticed that there was something in the water below me. I couldn't reach it, and I wasn't about to jump off of my little island, but I bent down as far as I could to try to get a closer look. It was a picture. It was a picture of my family, but it wasn't my real family. It was a family that's been in my dreams a lot. A family where I have a sister, but she's not my real sister. And I have a daughter. And my parents were there, but again, they weren't my real parents. Except that they still felt real, like all things do in dreams. So I stared at this floating picture in the water until I couldn't see it anymore. Then I sat back down again, my feet dangling off the edge of the boxcar, and I waited. lost in thought for a thousand forevers. I saw other items too, all from past dreams. I even saw land masses in the distance. I saw a boarding school on a small island that rose out of the sea on a huge rock like Alcatraz, which was frighteningly comparable to what that school had been like in my other dreams. I passed icebergs that I had sailed past before on a small sailboat. I heard a waterfall, and I knew from my other dreams that if I were to keep traveling through the icebergs, where the ice would get more and more dense, I would eventually reach the edge of the world. But I did not want that in this dream, and it wasn't where the current was taking me. I left the ice, and I saw articles of clothing floating in the water. I saw weapons that I had been killed with before. There was a hunting rifle. There was a noose. I was surrounded by all these things. I was lost in them, lost in my memories. And then I realized that I was moving towards the water, that the boxcar was sinking. My feet were still dangling off the edge, and when I looked down at them, they were almost touching the water. I didn't want to wait, though. I didn't want to struggle in the water and try to swim for as long as I could before drowning. I was in the middle of the ocean. There was no point, and there wasn't fear or frustration. It was just the way that it was. So as soon as my toes touched the water, I slid off the boxcar and let all of the air out of my lungs. I let myself sink, but I wasn't drowning. I wouldn't exactly call it breathing either, because it wasn't air going into my lungs. It was the water, but it felt good, satisfying when I took a breath. It filled me up, and I kept sinking. And then I woke up. Weird, huh? I really liked that dream. It connected everything. It made me wonder if all my dreams take place in the same universe, you know? Different time periods, maybe. Maybe even different forms of the future. But the same universe. And I was the same person in all of them. It brought a sense of reality into the surreal. I mean, what makes this world real is that I have memories, right? That things are connected. Even if in this world we lost all of our physical laws, we would still be real. And if all that's true, then why do we invalidate dreams that can be consistent with each other? I'm sure I'm not the only one who's had dreams like that, and I don't know, it just makes me wonder about the nature of reality and how big reality might be, even when we don't realize it. It's funny. Whenever I tell you my dreams like this, part of me still expects you to look at me like I'm crazy, but you never do. You're so good at listening to me. It's wonderful. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. What do you say we hit the hay, huh? I love you too. Good night, my love.